Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara here is actually very important in the discussion of how large is an Aleph. And what's the shear of a kezias? There's a whole discussion on Pesach, how much matzah you have to eat. You have to eat a kezias. So what's the definition of a kezias? So the simple understanding is that it's an Aleph. Look at your average Aleph and just eat that amount. But the Rishonim and the Achronim associate the shear of an olive in reference to a shear of a beitzah of an egg. And just very briefly, one of the basic machlokzim, one of the basic arguments between two different views relates to our Gemara. And the question is, what's the ratio between olives and eggs? The Gemara in Yoma, Daf Peyamid Aleph, states that the human throat cannot swallow more than a single egg of a hen, a single egg. And the Gemara in Krisus, Daf Yadalad Amid Aleph, states that the human throat cannot contain more than two olives. So that would indicate that two olives equals an egg, which means that the olive is half of an egg. So whatever the shear, the amount of an egg is, so an olive is half of an egg. However, the Gemara in Erevin, essentially, without going to all the math, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Pei Beis, Amid Beis, and Daf Pei Amid Beis, essentially takes the view that the size of a fig is about 3/10 of an egg. Okay, without going into the complicated math, but a dried fig is about 3/10 of an egg. And in our Gemara says that Rav Nachman in Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph states that the kezias is insufficient to render something tamei. That you require a grogeris, you require a fig in the case of Shabbos, and a beitz in the case of tuma. According to this passage by Rav Nachman, the implication is a kezias is not good enough, is not large enough. A fig is larger. The implication is that a kezias is smaller than a fig. And if the fig is, let's say, 3/10 of an egg, or let's say a third of an egg, that's the Rishonim rounded off, and therefore an olive is no larger than that, so then what you're really saying is that an olive is actually 1/3 of an egg. And in fact, there's a discussion how you reconcile those two Gemaros. On the one hand, if you combine the Gemara in Krisus and Yoma, it seems that the kezias is a half of an egg. And in our Gemara, it seems that an olive is less than a fig. And from another Gemara, it seems that a fig is, let's say, around 1/3 of an egg. So that's a major machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos, for example, believes that a kezias is a half of an egg. And the Rambam believes that an olive is 1/3 of an egg. And that makes a major difference in terms of how big your matzah has to be for Pesach and other things that relate to shiurim. Is it a third or half of whatever we call, whatever the amount of an egg is? Anyway, that's some brief introduction to shiurim that's based on our sugya. Have a wonderful day.